On January the 13th, I began something called Exodus 90. The title comes from the book of Exodus, and the number 90 comes from the fact that it lasts for 90 days. I will finish Exodus 90 on Holy Saturday. The purpose for this 90-day program is to help men come into a deeper place of prayer, a deeper sense of being detached from worldly things, and discovering more and more what it is to find true community. Deepening prayer. Through Exodus 90, men are invited to spend an hour a day in contemplative prayer and in reading through the book of Exodus and reflecting on the gospel for the day. It also involves a deep asceticism, where things that are very good we choose to give up for 90 days, things like desserts, snacks, alcohol, sports, TV, movies, things that we can take for granted, we're willing to say we're going to put these aside. And thirdly, Exodus 90 calls men into a place of deep fraternity. There are six other men with whom I have been journeying over these last 86 days. Two of those are called my anchors. I check in with them every day. And the rest of the group gathers on Saturday. Up until a couple of weeks ago, we were gathering in person. And now we have been meeting virtually so that we can continue to support one another. Now, we know that the book of Exodus is a book that does speak of God's liberation of the people of Israel. But we also know that this liberation is profoundly difficult. It is so hard for us to become detached from Egypt. And we see this in the book of Exodus as repeatedly as the people wander through the desert, they hearken back to what it was like in the good old days in Egypt. But we are called, not only through this program that's called Exodus 90, but we are called through Lent to learn to live with a clear focus that invites us to choose to be freed from those distractions that can leave us preoccupied by pastimes and pursuits that cloud our vocation as those who are baptized. Now, back on the 13th of January, these brothers and I voluntarily chose to give up a number of things. But since the arrival of COVID-19, we are now all being called to involuntarily. That is, we don't want to, but we have to give up many things. For instance, I was really looking forward to the playoffs that were supposed to start this coming week for the Stanley Cup. I'm sure there are many wives that are perhaps delighted that there isn't sport on TV so that their husbands can spend more time with them. But the point I'm wanting to make this morning is the following. Every one of us has now been called to a kind of, well, Exodus 90. We have choices that we are called to make. Will we allow this season, where so many things have been taken from us, to be an opportunity to grow in faith? Will we allow for this Holy Week to be a time where we are centered in prayer, where we choose our time wisely, will exercise disciplines of self-control around what we watch, around what we eat, so that we can have a deepening sense of fellowship with those who are closest to us and with the Lord. Today's gospel is all about making choices. I love the way St. John describes it, that as Mary anoints Jesus' feet with this costly perfume, that the aroma from that perfume filled the whole house. And I think that is an apt metaphor for us at this time. What kind of scent is being found in your home at this time? For you see, all of us are called to recognize that we have been anointed for service. I love the fact that in today's gospel, here in chapter 12, Mary anoints the feet of Jesus. So that in chapter 13 of John's gospel, what will Jesus do? He will wash the feet of the apostles. Feet in chapter 12 and feet in chapter 13. For you see, Jesus was anointed for service. The name Christ or Messiah means the anointed one. And of course, what Mary is ultimately doing here is she is anointing Jesus the high priest, who is about to offer the ultimate sacrifice, that is his very body for our salvation. And what the anointing of Jesus invites us to is to recognize that you and I have also been anointed. You've been anointed in your baptism. You were anointed twice. Once on your collarbone, on the crown of your head with two different kinds of oil. You were anointed in your confirmation. And as a priest, my hands were anointed when I was ordained to the holy priesthood of Jesus Christ. And so at this time, we are called to make a choice. Will our anointing allow us to be generous like Mary, to serve like Jesus? Or will we forget who we truly are? And like Judas Iscariot, be centered on ourselves. In a particular way, you and I are being called to know that we have been anointed to serve. To serve in your family, husbands, fathers. How are you serving your families at this particular time? Are you taking a leadership in doing the menial tasks that would be comparable to washing feet of apostles? Unloading the dishwasher, making sure if you are the last one to use the toilet paper roll that you're going to fill it afterwards. To live in such a way that you will serve your family. Children, how are you seeking to serve your brothers and sisters? How are you seeking to serve your parents? How are you seeking to make your home a place where that sweet perfume of the anointing oil is rising up? In your kitchen, in your living room, in your dining room. This is an opportunity this week to discover that we have been given a gift. And when I started Exodus 90, I thought, oh no, 90 days, am I going to be able to make it through to the end? Well, by the grace of God, by the support of the fellowship that I have received, I'm almost there. But I also know that Exodus 90 will not end with Holy Saturday. Because the Exodus that we are all in, we do not know how long it will go on. But may we be inspired by these words from the prophet Isaiah. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and I have kept you. Do you know who Isaiah is speaking to? He's speaking to you. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to us because we are those who have been anointed to serve. God is taking us by the hand. But why is he doing that? Well, listen to what Isaiah says next. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out the prisoners that are in the dungeon. From the prison, those who are in darkness. You know, one of the judgments of this time is that perhaps all of us have been far too attached to things that are of secondary importance. And now that they've been taken from us, many feel that they are entrapped, that they're in darkness, that they're in a dungeon. As the church, we have a message to give. As the church, we have an example to embody. You have been anointed to serve. And so it's my prayer for you, and it's my prayer for myself, that in this week of Holy Week, we will grow in intimacy with the Lord. We will discover what it is to be a light, to bring hope to others. So that this Exodus that we are in right now will allow us greater liberation, to live with the generosity of Mary and Jesus' willingness to serve.